Welcome back. It's now 10 minutes after the hour of 12. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Down to Brass Tacks. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay for now. What about you?
I'm good. I hope that you and the family is keeping safe.
Trying, we're trying.
Yes. I called in today because I listened to Mr. Mark speak, and I hear the anger in his voice about things that is happening, which I know a lot some of them is happening. First, I'd like to say thanks to you and the work hard to that man to help him. Thanks to the ministry that listens to your phone and the disability unit and the concert. I can tell you from personal experience the work that they put in to help some of the persons with disabilities. You can't help everybody that I know the work that they put in. Some of them that who went on the road trying to handle different things to different persons. This situation that put all of us in, it is something that gets dropped out the room. And it leaves a lot of people tongues and things. I hear you speak a lot of the ID cards. Some of the organizations like the Council and Bono, we have cards that we can go to certain places. So I don't think that we need a different card. We can show those cards. I know about half a card also. So I know that those cards can show. Speaking about some of the places, we speak about the bullet shot or the bullet thing. There is some places that don't have no bullet shot. And some people calling because my phone all is ringing. That some of the places, one person went to voice and the seat milk, and one tin of seat milk was for $5.
Wow.
One person called and said, and let's buy a watermelon. And then they reached to the cashier, you know, they got the watermelon, and the next one, what the next one is, I can't see the
cantaloupe,
not yet, cantaloupe. And it was $30 when they reached to the liquor store. So some people stuck in this thing, and guess news, what not speak about the tension changing, that is true. Then do it all the time. Let me just say the welfare check, reaching on the welfare check is not a big check. Then you go, then take out money. Some people say, you have to buy something, or something to take out money to change that shit.
Like a handling fee.
You know, we know all the problems up there. Don't feel that the unit, the ministry, the minister, or the council, don't tell that we don't know what is going on. We know we can tell you some stories. I can tell you some stories that is happening that will turn your head. Work and also in families, you see, and I'm but know what's happened with the oil tension checks. So we know. So I understand how much freedom Alistair Colonizer has. You know, not going to avoid the situation because right now we are dealing with a health now. How to contain, how to let them understand how serious the situation is. If they're detained, they're not only get to life there, but they might get to life for a family. You can't really put them away. You can't do nothing. It's difficult. And this disease, I think it got short to put a lot of things that was hiding and was sitting on the carpet because we don't want to talk about these things. I'm following not only here, I'm following the different news, the different things. I follow every program. And the last gentleman that just said that the way the program do a lot of, I can't remember his exact words, so I don't want to quote him wrong. Had it for the way the program is, a lot of people were going mad, because it keep me. I have to witness. I took one from one station, one from the next. That to keep me, because I haven't leave the house for over 2 weeks, you know. So we need a way to program. I thank all the news media. I thank the police, the garbage people that come up to this morning. The nurses, a lot of them is my friends. The doctors, I thank all of those people that is on the front line that we didn't even appreciate them. And now we see how important it is. I thank you also for all this presenting a talk for the disorder. And Dennis Johnson, I hope he keeps safe. He lost some weight, so I hope he keeps safe too. Have a good day with the family, keep safe, and keep well as well.
Thank you, Rosie, so much. Thank you, and you please remain safe too as well. All right, please do. All right. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hello, Miss Egg. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks for now. Miss Egg, Barbados put in place were not actually put in place. Miss Egg, police officers do not have the luxury of working from home, and neither do they have the luxury of staying away from work altogether. Because as we know, policing is an essential service. In fact, by its very nature, policing is an up-close activity. And therefore, we are left to wonder why up to now the police force, according to the president of the police association, is still lacking PPEs. Barbados literally cannot afford to lose any of its police officers at this time. Because even before the COVID-19 pandemic, the force was already understaffed. Miss Egg, this is not good enough. It really isn't. My last point. About 2 to 3 weeks ago, Barbados Today uploaded 3 separate interviews to their Facebook page of Barbadians who all 3 of them made. But of course, being the responsible citizens they are, they decided to. But honestly, Miss Egg, I cannot believe my ears when I heard that, because I cannot understand how the government would allow these kind of chances with such a deadly virus blowing up in the very locations that Barbadians were returning from. Lo and behold, it turns out that they were indeed telling the truth, because the Government Information Service only yesterday issued a notice begging people who returned between the 15th and 22nd of March to contact the ministry. So in addition to the fact that Barbadians from Corona hotspots were allowed to come back into Barbados and mix up with healthy Barbadians, the notice from yesterday also hints to the very high possibility of there being community spread happening as I speak. And with only 166 square miles, we just cannot afford, in my opinion, to have any instance of community spread. I believe that the government of Barbados needs to come out and offer a formal apology to the people of Barbados for the avoidable mess that the country is now facing as a result of their mismanagement. Thank you, Ms. Egg.
But can you, before you go, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I didn't want you to just leave it there, because one of the things, you say, of course, in your opinion, it was mismanagement. Some people may see it different. But one of the things that I'm kind of concerned about, and I started the program with, and I'm hoping that the COVID-19 SAR would respond before the end of the show. I believe he may, depending on how busy he is right now. The mere fact that you are asking persons to notify you between the 15th of March and 22nd, in terms of who came in from the U.S. and U.K., I believe requires a little bit more of an explanation to the public. Is it that these are people who were checked, but you're just checking in on them to see how they're doing? I'm not sure. I'm not sure why the information was publicized and not information not sort of retrieved from the immigration, because everybody has to fill out cards and state where they're going and, you know, address and so on. And it would be good for Barbados to get a sense of ease with that request, because it kind of threw a lot of people off. And we wouldn't want for people to be thinking that people were allowed to leave and we don't know where they are around that time. So that we don't get the wrong message, I'm hopeful that they would come and explain the reason for having to put a notice out to for those persons to identify themselves with a passenger manifest, or information for immigration would have been able to get that info. So I can't say I agree with you 100% that everything, you know, was done wrong. I think that this is new for a lot of people. I think that there were some missteps, of course, and there were some things that I believe they got right. But I also know that there are some things we call lessons learned. For example, last week, Friday, where a lot of people were out, I believe that is something that, you know, we wondered why it went down that way, because there were too many people outside. So I think that people should understand that there's going to be some errors. Nobody wants errors to occur, but at some point, because it's something very new that everyone is dealing with, there are going to be some missteps. But I believe with the missteps requires explanation as to what is happening. Okay?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Right, no, let me just explain why I said that I believe that they have mismanaged the situation. Because from the time growing up, I've been hearing the old people say, prevention is better than cure. And also, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. From this virus has been going around in China since November and December. It started blowing up in the entire world around January or February. The government of Barbados had adequate time to put all measures in place to ensure that the situation would not have reached the stage that is at today. Also, as you would have also said, right, about the ministry asking persons to contact, I agree. They should actually already have that information with immigration. And if they don't, it will show you how they mismanage the situation, because I would think that if you know that Barbadians are coming in from hotspots where the coronavirus is blowing up, you would then put measures in place that when the persons come to Barbados, you would test them and you would, but I don't, they probably, and you see, again, they probably didn't even have the test kits at that time, which again would prove the mismanagement, right? But you would keep hold of them, you would put them under mandatory quarantine. When the test kits come, you test them and you make sure that they're good to go before being released into the public. Because as the persons who are in same account, and these are three separate people unrelated to each other, give the same account that when they came to Barbados, they were allowed to go into the general population. They were not even told to self-isolate. They were not told to self-isolate. So while we've gone to a stage where now dozens of people, 60-somebody people, have gotten this virus, some of whom were not returning to Barbados, and that is why I said it hints at the possibility of there being community spread. The same czar said either last week, and this was over a week now, that they've been saying that they were trying to do contact tracing on three persons who had the virus. They could not figure out how these persons got the virus. Again, hints to the possibility of there being community spread. So when I talk about mismanagement, I'm saying that from early o'clock, we knew about this, and from early o'clock, we should have put measures in place to make sure that we had the thing under control, instead of now in April having to rely on the honesty of people to come forward and say, yes, I've been traveling around that thing. Furthermore, again, these persons were already in the population by that thing. So even if they come forward and say, yes, I have been traveling, by then they would have infected so many people in the time frame that they were already released.
But before we jump to that, shouldn't we at least give the star the opportunity, which I would like to give him the opportunity, to explain the need for these persons to come forward? Is it a case where you just wanted to check in to see who they are? Did you lose the information? Is this something to do with the fact that they missed this bunch, or is it 10 people on that flight that they could have given wrong information? I don't know. But
Miss,
to be fair, I think it's best for them to explain the reason for wanting this information.
Miss A, when you're dealing with such a deadly and contagious virus, you have to be, you can't, if they lose the info, what do you mean if they lose the info?
I'm trying to give people the benefit of the doubt until we get the facts. That's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. I personally would like to know that yesterday, almost a month later, you're asking for this information. I believe that we should want to know if it is a case. Is it that, you know, you missed one or two and you're asking them to call because, you know, you need some additional help? I don't know, in getting more information.
It just,
all we need is to come out and say, okay, this is what it is. I believe that the star so far, and based upon what you just said, he's been forthcoming with the information. They've been open and honest with the information. In my humble opinion, you ask a question, they answered it. You know, and we're just asking some more questions, which I think is our right to do. But to say that they've mismanaged, I'm just saying that it's been a big task for people, that we're not accustomed to this. And I think that people are doing their best, and where they can improve, they should improve. And hopefully we can get some answers from the star. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. You are on the air.
Good afternoon, Jaya.
Good afternoon.
I have two suggestions here. One is for dealing with the checks. I think that from next month, instead of persons receiving a check, they should receive an ATM card and a letter instructing them how they can retrieve their funds from a financial institution in which it has been lodged.
Mm-hmm.
No, you said to a caller that the czar is forthright with his presentation of information. I do not think that is correct, because for some time now, UE has been asked to do a number of models on the COVID virus.
Mm-hmm.
Up to now, nobody knows what information UE has presented from these models.
Really? I thought I heard some projections from UE.
I haven't heard them. If you go and Google the models from the UE, you will see the czar is there. And he said he's not willing to release this information. You could Google the information now and see the czar is there talking about it.
I'm checking, but go ahead with your...
Those are the two presentations I would think. I would like your feedback on anything about these.
Well, I think that the star, if you understand his role, when asked questions, I can't say that they were holding back any information to the public. It depends on your taste, I would imagine, in terms of how people communicate. But I certainly had no problem with this style of communication or the information coming.
I am not talking about the style of the czar. You just said that the czar is forthright. Now, this question was also posed at the news conference. I think Sandra, I recorded from VOB, asked about these models. And she was told that that was not the forum for the release of that information. So I don't know which forum is the release for that information possible.
I believe this information came out Sunday on Brass Tacks.
Hello?
This information came out on Sunday, last Sunday on Brass Tacks.
But I know a VOB reporter asked the question, and she was told that was not the forum for that information.
Okay, but again, we'll find out a little bit more, but I'm being messaged here that that information came out on Brass Tacks Sunday.
All right, what about the ATM? What is your feedback about the ATM? Everybody being given the ATM card still.
Well, you're talking about the elderly, too, as well, obviously?
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody being given an ATM card to...
The patients, the friend, the welfare, and so on.
Yeah, but if you can't bank money, how are you going to get it where you can't bank?
The money will go to your account electronically. Or you,
uh-huh.
you can access funds from the ATM. You cannot deposit a check on the ATM.
But who is any bank facilitating that process?
Pardon me?
Who is any bank now facilitating that? That process.
Yes,
you're assuming that
the
elderly have online banking, which they may not.
A number of ATM cards. The bank could issue with a number of ATM cards. And you just issue everyone and put the names and so on it.
So basically, we're just saying that get the ATM cards of the government, which is what they wanted anyway, to just get rid of the checks, upload the money, and then let them just get...
People are not coming in with any information, so you will be doing it for them.
Understood. I mean, not a bad idea, but remember, I think the NIS over the last couple of months been asking for people to bring in some information, details of their account so that they can upload money as opposed to having to use checks. But, you know...
When it is done by direct deposit, you get both checks the same time. You get a lump sum of money. You don't get 2 weeks' money. You will get 4 weeks' money one time and then...
No, what I'm saying is that for people to do that, they would have to cooperate with the NIS so that they can facilitate that process so that we can get rid of paperless transactions in the future.
You're not asking people to cooperate. The NIS has to tell you, this is what we are doing. We are giving you your money. But if you're getting a check, you have to take an ATM card, and the letter is there outlining the steps that you have to take to retrieve your money.
Mm-hmm.
You're not asking people to cooperate. You're telling them this is what we are doing.
Oh, and by the way, just so that you can, so I can put your... or answer your question, the information you spoke about, the projections, it was revealed by a doctor, Natasha Sobers, on Sunday, an epidemiologist from the UWI, on Brass Tacks Sunday, spoke to the projections, etc.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay, thanks for that.
Thank you, too. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon, Ms. Hayes.
Good afternoon.
Yes. Look, the models that you bring out, something you can't go by then because some don't be accurate.
Well, that's why they're called models.
Yeah.
They're just projections.
Right. Anyhow, Ms. Higg, on the radio, you were hearing the official saying they have everything covered. So if they have everything covered, why they have to go back now to get people that are coming in from the 15th to the 22nd?
I have some information coming here from, well, I wouldn't say who, but they're basically saying that you don't get a telephone number when you enter into the country. You get information about your address, and some people don't actually put on the full address on an immigration form. Now, I have not left this country in a while, so I can't speak to what kind of information is taken now by immigration officials. But someone is here messaging saying that you don't get telephone numbers entering the country, nor do you get sometimes the correct address or the full address.
So wait. So COVID going on. So you mean the body ask them if they can find a hotspot from UK or from America to let us go on quarantine? Well, the question, so the at the airport they made the errors up there then? Mistakes were made up there.
Well, this is why I would like for the star to come and say if it was indeed an error, or is it a case where they were checked and they just want to get in touch with them to see how they're doing, but they don't have the information because apparently you don't get telephone numbers from people when they're entering this country, from what I'm seeing here being messaged to me.
But
have you traveled recently? Not as in
no,
this year, but maybe last year?
I'm in here four of my friends that came in here, they didn't get there, they not get checked. They only get the thing put on their head, we'll call out the temperature or something, so.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing else they may get to say that, to go into quarantine or isolation.
Yeah, but how long ago was that? Because, you know, well, that might not have happened in January or February.
That was the same day in March, before the 15th, and before the 15th, then came May, and that the COVID that was all in
March. Mm-hmm. And all they got was a temperature check.
Yes, and the pass through nothing else. The boy tells them to go quarantine or isolate themselves.
Anyhow, well, we've been hearing that a lot, from other people who said that they came in and no one said anything to them. But then there's the other side of the argument where people are saying, well, come on. Even if you weren't asked to self-quarantine, why couldn't you take it upon yourself to do so? What do you say to that?
No, I ain't going with that. If they come true, there should be the official should be telling them that.
What to do?
Yes.
So basically what this is saying to me is most Barbadians know. Are you saying that most Barbadians, because I can tell you that there's some people who decided to self-quarantine that I know that came in from other countries. And no one told them, but they made that decision to self-quarantine. No, so there's some who did and some who didn't.
No, a lot of mistakes were made up there. Anyhow, about the grocery store, I agree with Mr. Gill with the ministers helping the pensioners and the grocery store open as normal. It's funny the people panic when they heard about the 24 curfew panic. Leave the grocery store open as normal. Because when as normal, you do not get a lot of consumers going into the stores. Hello?
Yeah, I'm going. Go ahead. I'm hearing you.
Do not get a lot of customers going to the store. So leave them as normal. And then you will find a lot of long lines. As people saying that, you will find a lot of long lines. It don't need for no ID card. Leave the grocery store open as normal. Like yesterday with these pensioners. You think that their pension should be in the sun like that? If the grocery store is open yesterday, they will go in, get their groceries, get the check, cash, pay for the little groceries, and come back out. Because a lot of them is go to the grocery store and cash their check.
You have any friends that are pensioners that
Pardon
been
me?
In this situation?
No. But
you don't?
Another
okay.
thing, if the should have put, like, okay, A, B, and C, surname. And you know them is the longest names in the form book. Them B's and C's and A's. They could have put like A to H or to Q or R, because they do it in three sections. Then if they want to open the grocery stores, but
But if you're doing it in alphabetical order and you're doing it at the post office and you're having long lines, how would having it done in alphabetical order again? Are you saying just do three letters at a time?
No, but. A to H, that for one day, they will be A to H. The next day, they will do the I to Q. And the next day, will R to Z. But you mean to tell me the pensioners have to go and get the check change at the post office? When they finish there, they have to go and pick up the P-pack bags that some people complaining about that don't like wearing the bags to go home. And then persuasion going on to be so stupid. I want people looking at the label to see if it outdated.
How have you been coping, though, with the whole shutdown and curfew?
I stay inside.
I following the rules?
Inside. I run a lot in certain things. And I will go, I get.
How are you going to get? You going on your own, or you normally get somebody to do your shopping for you?
No, I love to do my own shopping. I like to pick up my own things. They don't mind picking up nothing for me.
So you willing to stand in the line outside to do that?
Pardon me?
Did you have to line up outside? I don't know where you go, so I wouldn't ask where you go. But wherever you went to shop, did you have a long line? Did you experience long lines?
From March 28th, that when it started, when it came to Chanel, the lines weren't that long, right? And that's the I went back to the grocery store saying.
Okay, so you're not one of the type of people that need bread every week?
No, I could do a whole bread.
Okay.
I like whole wheat biscuits.
Okay. Well, to each his own, I guess. Well, all I can tell you is to stay safe. I know you always listen to the program. And you seem to be abiding by all of the rules because you said that you don't really go out. And just continue to be careful, okay?
No, I don't go outside. I don't go out. I go in the yard, but not on the road.
No, we know you don't go to work. Like, if you go, then you're going to miss your radio show. And you know you don't want that to happen, so.
No. But I mean, just leave the grocery store open as normal.
All right.
Getting a lot of long lines. Look at Grenada. You see how Grenada, the people line up in Grenada? You mean to tell me Grenada do the best thing?
I just think that Barbadians, it's kind of sad where we now have to order people to line up properly. The police reported in that news clip that we heard earlier that they're having some problems with people practicing physical distancing, and they're still not doing it, which is unfortunate.
But you leave the grocery store open as normal and let the patients go and get the treasure and get and buy the little groceries. That will cause the problem.
Okay, and I'm also being told that the information that they want, the policy only came into effect March 22nd, where they were checking every individual and getting all of the information. These are passengers prior to March 22nd that the government is just trying to make sure that they know exactly where they are.
It's a 15th to the 22nd.
No, but I'm saying that anything prior to the 22nd is what they're looking at. Everything 22nd and after the 22nd, they would have put a policy in place where they would have known exactly where every individual would have been. This particular exercise is just to do a little backtracking of things that they want to get information prior to the policy that was put in place.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said, we wanted an explanation. I believe we now have one.
Okay.
And hopefully the public will not understand it. It's not a case of people are panicking in the ministry and wondering where these people are. It's a case that the policy went into effect from the 22nd onwards. They just want to be able to contact these people prior to the, prior to the 22nd, sorry, between the 15th and the 22nd. I don't think they have reason to feel there's a problem prior to the 15th. They don't think there was a problem in February, et cetera. So they're not really working between the 15th and the 22nd. So let's hope that those who know that they traveled, they should call 832-6171. Final words before we go on to the next caller?
That is a mistake. Hello?
Okay. Well, thank you. All right. Thank you.